Amen. You'll be back now for the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have your Bible, turn with me to chapter 16, St. Luke tonight. I will read like this. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fair supply every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and discerned to be fed the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sore. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things, and likewise last received evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thee. Then he said, I pray thee, before Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, that also come in this place before thee. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Let's bow our heads. Gracious, most kind Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight once again. Ask you, Lord, be my mouthpiece once again, dear God. Lift it on your side. Lord, let me honor you in all things tonight, dear God. I pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray most of all, dear God, your will be done. Lord, I pray we'll search the house tonight. Lord, I pray, dear God, that you'll search us, dear Lord, and know us tonight. Lord, I pray, dear God, that everything be done in this in order. I pray, Heavenly Father, most of all, dear God, I would add nothing to this, Heavenly Father. But according to your will, I would preach what you want me to preach tonight. Lord, I pray, dear Lord, with that old body, my hand of blood, I pray you'll draw tonight if there be a need here tonight. Lord, we ask this in your holy name, give you glory and honor for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The title of this message is this. These two tonight, and I will preach on four different things tonight. If God be my helper tonight, out of these two, the first thing I want today is this: there's only two. There's only two tonight. The Bible tells us in this, in the backing up of the Word of God tonight, there's only two. The Bible says there's one. There is lukewarm, and there is not lukewarm, but there's hot and cold. They say if they be lukewarm, I will spew them out of my mouth. The Bible tells us in the Word of God that there is saved and unsaved. That's the only two. There's nothing in the middle of that. There's no straddling the fence. There's no walking on both sides. Either you're going to be on God's side, or you're going to be on the devil's side. I just put it plain tonight. The Bible tells me in the Word of God that we must choose a side. And that choice is given to us. Because in the Word of God it tells us that he said, I have put before you life and death and good and evil. And you see over there come a time in a day's life where our old prophet stood up. I've never his own self. I guess many of prophets avail. And he said this one thing. Hey, why you stand here between two opinions? Yeah. If God before you, hey, be on his side. If the devil before you, get on his side. But we know the outcome of that already.
You see, the Bible tells us there's only two. I'll tell you what today. There's so many watching going on today. I will tell you something the Bible tells me. In the Word of God, the Bible said, don't be tangled in the yoke of bondage again. I'm going to tell you something, friend. There's so much going out there. The day that they're saying this is right and this is right. I'm going to tell you first thing. It ain't about what man says. It's the said the Lord. If the Bible stands against it, it's against the law of the Lamb of God today. If the Bible says what? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Hey, you better not commit adultery. If you should kill or steal or lie, hey, you better stay away from it. Let me tell you something, friend. It ain't that little evil sins, that murder and all that's going to send you to hell. It's that little prophecies, that little lies, that little cheating. That's what's going to send you to hell today. But then by God's time tonight, they're all sin to him. The Bible tells us in the Word of God, there's only two. And that is what? The saved and unsaved. And the Bible tells us in the Word of God, there's coming a day. He said, I will separate you. Where did he say that at, brother? He says in the Word of God, where he said, I will separate the wheat from the tares. He said, I'll separate the goat from the sheep. I'm going to tell you something. There's coming a day. And God's angel is going to come down and make a big separation. He's going to have the lost on the left side and the saved on the right. And them ones that are saved written in the lamps for the light, they're going to go to heaven. But let me tell you something, friend. If your name's not written in, you've only got one destination, and that is hell wide open. And that's the lake of fire, which is a second death. And the Bible tells me the Word of God, and there's no changing, not a moment or a feeling of an eye. That will get you saved at the last moment. I will tell you something right now. Today is the day of salvation. It's the day that you need to be saved. This is the day you need to get on God's side and be saved today. I will tell you in the Word of God. He went on to say this. But they said, there'll come a day. The letter, he said, there, he said, farmer, here comes the old farmer. He said, did you not sell good seed? He said, the devil's done this. He sowed them together. He said, but let them grow together. You know why we need to grow together, friend? Because let me tell you something. We are the light of this world today. Jesus gave us a job to be down here. And that's to be the light to this place out here. That's living in darkness. They are to see a change in us. I get to the second part is this. The second part is this. When we change sides. Amen. When we change sides. I will tell you what you said, preacher. Let's just go right here. When we change sides. When did the same look like they're lost? And when the lost look like they're saved? I'm going to tell you something today. We look around us today. Hey, the lost look like they're having a good time. Got a smaller face. And everybody in this kitchen looks like they lost their best friend. It's true. I'm going to tell you something today. It's a shame. Yes, it is. It's a shame that we, being Christians today, don't look like we're saved. We ain't got enough influence on people anymore because the way we look around, hey, it's mom and daddy and old grandpa and old preachers used to say, we look like a long bunch of long-faced bill. It's been out clowning all day and hot and sweaty and what? It's all stubborn and we get all bucked up and we won't do a thing. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, friend. We are saved people. And we are that saved. I'm going to tell you something, friend. Hey, I'm going to get myself up a little bit. Hey, God's going to turn me around right here. I'm going to tell you something, friend. You know what we are to be as Christian people? I'm going to tell you what we are to be. We are going to skip all the way down to number 4 real quick, and I'm going to tell you what it is. You know what it is? Let me teach them the best day of my life is as they sung up here. The best day of my life is when the day I got saved. Let me teach them the day I got saved. There ain't been no bad days. I'm going to tell you something. I've had trials. I've had tribulations. Hey, but through the power of God, He took me through everything. I'm going to tell you something, friend. We've got a God that's closer than a brother. He said, I'll never forsake you and never leave you. I'll be there to the end of the world with you. You're my child. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to watch over you. My blood bought you. You're mine now. And I'm going to feed you. I'm going to clothe you. And I'm going to watch over you and take care of you today. We are a shadow over hell today. Because we're not gone. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. Missions look like they're going anymore.
Yeah. Come on.
You know something, Nate? We've got a better place.
Yeah.
Amen, John.
Bible says over in the Word of God, what's He plainly say? Don't let your hearts be troubled.
Yeah.
We're a troubled people today.
Yeah.
We've got so much pride in our hearts today. We're just getting lazy just like the Jews anymore. God's chosen people. God reached down there and brought them out of bondage. You think about this. How would you like to have the taskmasters? Hey, your bosses today go back into Egypt's time and begin to lay whip marks across your back and not give you enough water or food to go through the day. And you work all day out there in the mud pit and gathering straw and making bricks for them. They kick you around, spit on you.
Yeah.
Heaven, let me tell you something. God sent a deliverer down there.
Yeah.
And His name was Moses.
Yeah.
And He took the road with Him. And He went down there. And He done God's wonders. That same God delivered them.
Yeah.
And the same God sent His Son and delivered you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We live out here still in bondage.
Yeah.
Count it all joy tonight. For your name's written within.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey!
Amen.
You didn't have to go to the bank. Boy, I tell you what, you go to the bank now, they get you a book out there about that thing. Sign here, initial here. Sign here, initial there. Give me blood donation there. Right? Here, sign your soul here. You didn't do that with Jesus.
That's right, brother.
Jesus said, come.
No.
Just as you are.
Yeah.
You know how you came?
Uh-huh.
You came evil looking.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says we was all fornicators. We was all adulterers. We was all murderers. I'm going to tell you something today. You know what that represented? We was all grievances up there. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
And Jesus set him free. I'm going to tell you something. You came down here just as you was.
Yeah.
You had nothing to offer God. You couldn't buy your way out of sin.
Yeah.
And your sin can't come and correct sin. You came down here in a simple way.
Yeah.
But you know what? What your brother done, he took his son's blood and he wiped it on you. The only blood that can wash away sin. Put his name, the only begotten name under heaven and earth. You can be saved by.
Amen.
But only that, he began to get you use his name and call you Christian.
Yeah. Amen.
Christ-like.
Amen.
Yeah. Bless the Lord. I will move on to say this. That you know something?
Amen.
Friend, we are to be able to shout over hell.
That's right, brother.
We are to be able to come into God's house. But you know something? We got so much world on our mind. Hey, so much going on. As I told the old church many a times, and I got a member here right now named Eddie. He'll tell you that. I said, there's times we got to clean the closet out and get back in the closet and begin to pray. And the closet's got so full of wants and desires, there ain't no place to pray no more.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
The redeemed can't say so anymore. You see, we are to be a shout deal.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me explain some things to you tonight.
Bless the
First thing, God gave us a holy place to be able to step in. I want you to think about this tonight. The Bible says over in the Word of God when he began to call Moses out. And Moses said, I'm going to go near that thing, that burning bush. I want to see what that's all about. And he went near and the voice came out of that mist and said, what? Moses. And he said, here I am. He said, take thy sandals off. He said, because you're on holy ground. Does not the Bible say one thing? He said, when two or three gather in my name, I would be in lust. Let me tell you some friend, nobody else. You're on holy ground tonight. Hey, we're in the holy sanctuary of God. And where His Holy Spirit is here. And He is here today. I sat with His people. And sat beside you. And He wants to have a holy service. Hey, with you. But you've got your mind on something else.
Amen. Bless
you. I was just walking. We gotta get this mind and heart in one accord. Because why? He said, take on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. Hey, we gotta get that, let me tell you, them straight up down. Hey, but let me tell you something. That breastplate protects the vitals. And let me tell you something, if you ain't got that helmet of salvation on, the devil's gonna get in. Let me tell you something, he's just no snake. And let me tell you something, I can protect my chickens. I say this a lot. I got that little tiny war on my chicken house. The weasels can't get in. The possums can't get in. The fox can't. But that old snake, he can crawl right through that hole. It said, the Bible says, what? Don't give a place for the devil. It just don't take a big sin. It takes a little sin. But the devil weaves right in your head of family and divorce you and your wife and separate your kids and cause all havoc in and all hell in your family. But you know somehow to stomp that old snake? It's when you give it to God.
Amen.
You see, people don't give nothing to God anymore.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
We've got so much going on here. I had a one man tell me one time. Said, preacher, will you pray for me? I said, I sure will. Would you please pray that I win the lottery? And so I can get out of debt. And I said, but I won't pray. He said, why not? I said, because I ain't praying over sin. Well, that ain't sin. I said, you get to studying God's Word and you get to praying about it. He'll show you it's sin.
That's right.
You buy the lottery in here. You see, we've got so we're like a little bullfrog. You ever seen the old project, science project? I'm gonna use this for example. I'm gonna get to the other one here in a minute. You take a bullfrog, put him boiling water, he'll jump out of it. But this old world is turning itself away. Slowly, 1 degree at a time. You take that old bullfrog sitting down that water and begin to turn that out on slowly, slowly. You know what happened? That old bullfrog cooked himself to death.
Yeah.
Why would he cook himself to death? Because he gets to the tent.
Yeah.
You know what America's done today? They've got used to the temperature.
Yeah. Amen.
Christians just got used to the temperature. After a while, we get used to the sin.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something today. Sin is still sin. People don't want to go to these old-fashioned preachers anymore. They don't want to call them anymore. Why? Because they still preach on sin. They still preach on shacking up. They going to the bear time. And all this drug dealing. Hey, let me tell you something, cousin. And swearing. Living like the devil 7-6 days a week. And step into the church house and try to act golly. It's going to send you to hell. Greatest message ever preached. And these brothers right here, they've been here long enough to understand what I'm about to say. Greatest message they has ever preached ain't behind a pulpit. It's how you walk and talk. Jesus done more preaching by walking than he did when he stood on the boats and preached. Sure, he preached.
Amen.
That was the fourth one. I'm going to go back to the third one now. The third one is this. Feel the pain. You say, where are you going to go with this now, preacher? I'm going to go out of the book of Matthew just a minute. Bible says, what if thy right eye offend thee?
Yeah.
Pluck it out.
Yeah.
If thy hand offend thee, JB, cut it off.
Amen.
What are you saying, preacher? It's better you take the old chop block, lay your hand down there and chop it off.
Yeah.
What are you saying, preacher? That's going to hurt. Hell's a lot worse.
Yeah.
Amen. People ain't got the fear of hell anymore.
Amen.
They don't have a thought of what hell's going on. They don't want to hear about hell anymore. If the preacher preaches on hell, all of us go somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to tell you something. Hell is an awful place.
Yeah.
And that's why I say we need a shout over hell because we're not going. The Bible says there is a pain down there worse than any pain you ever feel.
Yeah.
It says you there stick something in your eye and gouge your eye out. And feel that pain.
Yeah.
How many's ever been cut?
Amen.
How many's ever been burnt?
Yeah.
It's a hurt pain, ain't it?
Amen.
He'll never compare to what hell's like.
That's right.
Because the Bible said there, the worm of that fire never dies. It leaps upon that body constantly. But that body is not going to burn up. It's going to stay the same way. But it's going to feel every pain there. I'm going to tell you something. I hear people out here, you've seen this new Logan that they told these Salamites got out going to hell and proud. I'm going to tell you something, friend. When they get to hell, that boy said right there in the Word of God, he said, please go to my brothers. Hell's going to be so dark down there. The Bible says to be out of darkness down there. You won't be able to have a party down there. You won't be able to even see your friends. I mean, let me tell you something, friend. That pain's going to be leaping up on you that far. I mean, you're going to hear the scream. I mean, you're going to be able to feel that pain. I mean, you're going to be able to taste that smoke in your mouth. And even smell that flesh of burning. I mean, most of all, I mean, you're going to have your eyes and it's down the Word of God, you're going to be able to lift up your eyes and say your life was in heaven.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord.
The Bible says he lifts his eyes up. I'm going to tell you something, friend. I know this is a revival. This is supposed to be reviving time. You need to get revived.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because as I said this week, I'm 46 years old. And I believe I'm going to see the Lord come back if the world keeps going like it is.
Amen.
I used to work out there at the golf field home. And I can tell you some of the stories I've seen of mothers weeping and crying over children.
Uh-huh.
And the preacher trying to pull them back. And that mother screamed and said, oh God, she's in hell tonight. Or she had a drug overdose. It ain't me to judge any man. Who am I? I'm a sinner man myself. The Bible said we're all filthy rags.
Yeah.
You know how filthy my rags are? Jerry, you ever done any study on them 50 rags? Them rags, what was the filthy rags? Them things was rags that hung outside the city.
Uh-huh.
You know what them rags was there for? When them lepers come in, that pus was running off of them.
Uh-huh.
They take them rags and clean themselves up. Nasty rags. Bible says that God's eyes aren't right. Righteousness is filthy rags.
Amen.
But we got a God that loves us and looks over us.
Amen.
We got a child, a God that's faithful and just to forgive when we ask. Yeah, I make you say that's why the Bible says repent daily.
Yeah.
Every night I have to go down my knees and say, Lord, forgive me for this old flesh.
Because
Paul said it best, when I know to do good, I did it not.
Yeah.
And when I know not to do it, I did it. You see, in this battle, this whole flesh, every day that I live, there's a battle going on.
Yeah.
But you know, son, what God told me to do? He said, pick up my cross. You know what that old rugged cross is there for? To crucify this whole flesh too. And let the spiritual man carry him and put him under submission. I'm okay, you said, the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yeah, right,
amen.
But you know something? There's victory through Jesus.
Yeah, right,
right. As I said the other night, God has gave you faith and a foot.
Yeah.
It begins to grow all out your body. But that little bit of faith right there in your foot.
Yeah.
So that's the first step you make in trusting God.
Yeah.
And that same old faith, that rooted, grounded faith, is still there. For every Christian to step out, trust God.
Amen.
Lord, I'm heavy burdened. I'll step out.
Amen.
Lord, I got bills. Step out. Lord, I got problems. Step out. Lord, I've been kicking so bad I just can't go on. Step out.
Amen.
You see, all you have to do is step out and trust God.
Amen.
But now, KB, it's so hard to even get a Christian come to God.
Amen. That's right.
As I told the church out there, we're so full of pride anymore, we don't want people to know our problems. But why? Because we got everybody on the phone wanting to talk about everybody else. Amen, preacher. I know it's true. The Bible says we look in the clear Word of God, in that mirror, the Bible says over in the book of James, a perfect man will do what? He will look in the pure Word of God and look at himself.
Yeah.
He'll behold himself in a mirror and do what? You forget what manner of man he is. Women, you ought to be perfect. You spend more time in front of the mirror than anybody. Man, you ought to be better. Why? Because your wife straightens you out every day.
Bring
but you smile. But I'm telling you the truth tonight. We pick.
Amen.
We go to Walmart. What do? We get a look at people. Well, we should be able to carry a mirror around with them and say, the people right here.
Amen.
God help me to walk the Christian walk. God help me speak as a Christian person. I'm nothing. And I don't have God called me to preach when I was so unworthy. I love this man right here to death. But he can remember me as a kid sitting back there in the back seat and sniggering and laughing at him. But God told me to preach to Hunter's camp party. He weeped and cried then. Because God gave us a burden here.
Amen.
And I sit down one day and I begin to ponder about things. And I was sitting there at my desk. Spirit has come down on me. I reached over and pulled the encyclopedia down and I opened it up and it spelled right there in preaching. It said an underroller. You know what an underroller is? It's that man that sits in the belly of the ship and he rolls. And so the captain says, hold, we stop. And he comes down and he says, this is a message. Go deliver it. We go and deliver that message.
Amen.
Our job is to beg and plead. Weep and cry for a lost soul to come to the knowledge of truth of Jesus. Our burdens are heavy. But I want to tell you something else. You think we've got it made when we get to heaven? What's the Bible says? If we don't do our job, the blood will be parted out of
us. That's right.
Amen, John.
Yeah.
the blood of those we parted our hands.
Amen.
It's worship for us preachers. You think we're perfect? We're not.
That's right. John.
We lay at nights and weep and cry over people.
Yeah.
I appreciate that sister coming last night.
Yeah.
God put her on my heart Wednesday when I looked back there and seen her. God said, "There she is." I couldn't go to sleep that night. All I could see was her face. But praise God, we had victory last night. You see, I don't want nobody to go out of here and be lost.
That's right.
God don't want the same. You see, we didn't come to yell at you. Me and Terry didn't come to yell at you.
No.
We come to help you.
Yeah.
To make you understand one thing. When God is forgiven, it's the day He's right now.
Yeah.
But there's coming a day
you're
going to stand before a God.
Amen.
He won't smile at you. He won't frown at you.
Yeah.
But He'll look you straight down in the depths of your heart. And He'll judge you for the deeds you've done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
And there's all going to be two.
Yeah.
Saved through the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
All sins forgiven. Lost by heart in the lake of far away.
Yeah,
when he's returned.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Let's look at something. Can you speak this to me? There's only two tonight. All through this church tonight, God said His word would not return void. It's went out. Now this is your choice. As I said from the beginning, God has set before you life and death, good and evil. Your choice is this. You've accepted God, and you're going to reap the benefits of heaven above. Or you want to turn around lost and walk out of here. And the only things waiting for you is death and hell. If you're here tonight, I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing wrong. Come in and make sure where you're at tonight. If you don't know where you stand tonight, you need to get a life check. Would you come? You're here lost. Would you step out and trust God tonight? Would you trust God tonight? If you're here in the middle, lukewarm and living a lie, would you trust God tonight? If you're here saved, the devil will do everything he can to get you down for salvation. Come and put the devil in his place tonight. Do you feel the drawing of the Spirit of God? Would you come? Would you come tonight?